If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're going to be taking a look now at the media. You're consuming a piece of media now, whether you're on your way home, you're listening to us on DSTV channel 861, you settled in at home, or you are streaming us on the Kaya959 app. But how you look for information has changed, right? A few years ago, there was that big search engine that we use. You put in a question that you have or you want to look something up. And then there would be a series of newspaper or online magazine articles. Now, when you do that, most of the time you get a summary, an AI summary, and then there's little links there. And what it does is it collates information from all these different sources. So you don't actually have to go click on, let's say, a Kaya959 website, but you know you do that anyway because it's the right thing to do. You actually just sometimes scroll over the AI summary. The Competition Commission has looked at how big tech companies and artificial intelligence impact on South Africa's news and media sector. Let's speak to Kuhle Majola, Competition Commission analyst. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya959 this evening. What was that report commissioned? Why was it commissioned? And how did that research come about?
Thank you so much for having me this evening. So the MDPMI was initiated under Section 43B1A of the Competition Act. Mm-hmm. And the commission launched this inquiry because it had reasonable ground to believe that there are features in the digital platforms market, like those that distribute news content, run digital advertising, and use display news content through AI, that might in fact limit as well as impede and finally distort competition in the market. Mm-hmm. And some of these features include adversely affecting consumer choice, media diversity, and media organizations that are small and medium enterprises or those that are owned by historically disadvantaged persons.
Kuhle, are those some of the highlights of the report? Or just give us an overview of some of the things that are contained in that report.
Sure. So platforms have a very big role to play in the referring of traffic to news media. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people access news through their phones. I mean, you just acknowledged this a few minutes ago. Access to news is growing on mobile phones, and more than half of referral that news media gets is actually coming from digital platforms. Mm-hmm. So that means that less than half goes to news media websites. As you might know, and as you've correctly indicated before, we now consume news way differently to the traditional form, which was accessing news through print media. And so this way is declining, and there is a growth in online consumption of news, of which Google is very much a big player. One such example is that 40% of news traffic comes from Google, and collectively social media platforms account for about 10% referral traffic to news media.
Okay. And so, Kuhle, I know that there's this inquiry into how it changes how we consume media. Was there a look at the ramifications beyond finances? And I'm thinking about, you know, it takes away, for instance, views, and that impacts on the advertising of media companies owned by previously disadvantaged persons and not. But I'm also thinking about the influence that you can buy and that these big tech companies are known for doing, or the way that you can influence how people think through artificial intelligence and through where you steer people to.
Sorry, I did lose you a little bit. Uh-huh. Do you mind just repeating your question, please?
Sure. So I was asking about, was there an underlying inquiry into the ramifications beyond finances? So I know that big tech companies are also known for perhaps influence buying or changing the way people think about a certain thing. Or was the inquiry just focused, or the report focused on perhaps finances?
The report wasn't only just focused on the finances. You know, one thing that the market and digital platforms market inquiry, or rather the objective that it tries to seek, is to make sure that news publishers do in fact remain sustainable post the fund. So beyond just an instant you know, relief from Google, Meta, as well as any other social media platform that may be implicated. The outcome of this inquiry should be to see that news media outlets do in fact remain sustainable and are able to have access to a myriad of monetization channels.
And then what, if anything, can these companies that are affected do to try and make sure that despite of AI and big tech, they can still retain their place in the South African media landscape?
I'm so sorry. My network is terrible. Do you mind just repeating again?
No worries, Kuhle. Maybe it's big tech interfering with our conversation. But I was asking what do companies do if they're trying to protect themselves from behemoths who are, you know, moving this traffic away? There are always things that you can think about doing in order to try and retain your foothold in the space.
Sure. So I think that what is important is basically the objectives of this market inquiry, which was to level the playing field for news publishers alongside big tech. But if big tech is unable to comply with the remedies or the recommendations of the market inquiry, they are then free to then engage the tribunal, or rather review the remedies and the recommendations of the Media and Digital Platforms Market Inquiry. It is also perhaps noteworthy to perhaps put it to you that the remedies are legally binding, and so there is an expectation for compliance from the large big tech players to in fact implement these remedies. We have also engaged them, so we don't foresee an unlikely event of the challenge that you are describing now.
Kuhle, and then speak to us about the Competition Commission in general and its role in the South African landscape. I know a lot of people listening to Kaya 959 and Kaya Biz at the moment are either entrepreneurs or consumers who want to ensure that they are playing in an even level playing field and that there aren't practices that impact them in a negative way. Take us through your role as the Competition Commission.
So the Competition Commission's role is to regulate the state of competition in the market, and that's to ensure that there is visibility, for example, for news media platforms or rather news media outlets that are competing against large digital platforms who have the capability to in fact abuse their position in the market. It's also to ensure that consumers have access to choice when they are in fact scrolling on Google looking for news sources to read on, that they are in fact not only reading AI summaries, for example, but they have the choice to actually click onto a news publisher's website and read the news directly from the news publisher's source. So that's just in high level. The Competition Commission's mandate is also to promote the spread of ownership and also to ensure that small and medium enterprises and historically disadvantaged persons do in fact have access to equal opportunities, which in this example, the Media and Digital Platforms Market Inquiry do have access opportunity to compete against large digital platforms.
All right, Kuhle Majola, Competition Commission Analyst. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya 959.
You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.